And that's where we thank the World Service and throw the curtains open on a new day here at BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Saturday, the 25th of January. I'm Lisa Costello, and Helen Willetts is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you shortly. After that, is gossip ingrained in human nature? At 6:15, we dig into our evolutionary history to uncover the truth about human habits. That's in Why Do We Do That? But before all that, a look to tonight when we've something for the inner Sir Humphrey Appleby in all of us.
Joe Queenan administers a brief history of bureaucracy.
Attacking bureaucracies, it's like attacking the Atlantic Ocean. It's a waste of time.
Routine, repetition, tedium.
They've actually become an end in themselves, the self-licking ice cream cone.
Overseeing stories of officialdom.
There was an inspector inspecting the inspection of the first inspector.
Recognising the benefits of bureaucracy.
What would happen if we got rid of civil servants?
People wouldn't get their social security checks. Air traffic controllers would not show up for work.
A brief history of bureaucracy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Tonight at 8.
Now let's get straight to Helen Willetts. Morning, Helen.
Morning, Lisa. Hello there. Yes, it's now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 05:05 on Saturday, the 25th of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, new low expected Hebrides 980 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North at zero, South at zero, Forties at Cromarty, Forth. Westerly or southwesterly gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7, showers good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, west or southwest 4 to 6, rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Thames, Dover, White, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 3, then south 4 to 6 later, rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Portland, Plymouth, northwest 3 to 5, backing south 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, showers good. Biscay, cyclonic, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, west or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast gale 8 to storm 10 later, squally showers, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west backing southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, backing southeast 6 to gale 8 later in Fastnet. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, backing southeast gale 8 to storm 10 later. Squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin Hebrides, west becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, west or northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, except in Bailey, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming westerly 4 to 6, wintry showers good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 25th of January 2025. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 6, recent precipitation 22 miles, 986 rising. Stornoway, west by south 4, slight rain 2 miles, 979 rising. Lerwick, west southwest 8, recent precipitation 7 miles, 962 rising quickly. Lucas, southwest by west 5, rain 24 miles, 986 rising slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest 4, 994, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 4, 11 miles, 999. Jersey, northwest 3, slight rain, 3 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 5, 11 miles, 1001. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 3, 16 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Valencia, south-southeast 2, 22 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 5, 15 miles, 995, rising slowly. And Malinhead, southwest by west 7, 991, rising. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday, the 25th of January 2025. The general situation, Storm Éowyn is now moving away northeastwards and the associated high winds across Scotland will gradually ease off during Saturday. However, another Atlantic low will bring gales to northwest Scotland later in the day and then a third low will spread gales northeastwards across the British Isles during Sunday and Sunday night. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, westerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in the north, backing southerly 4 to 6, then veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southerly 4 to 6 for a time, showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in the north, showers later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly backing southerly later 4 to 6, showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 3 or 4 later, rain or showers, then mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly at first in the east, otherwise northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 3 to 5 later. Rain, then mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 4 to 6 later, showers later, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, then backing southeasterly 6 or 7 later in the west. Showers mainly later, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, then backing southeasterly later. Showers becoming squally for a time, good, occasionally poor for a time. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel. Westerly backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, then backing southeasterly later. Squally showers for a time, good, occasionally poor for a time. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in the north, perhaps gale 8 later in the north. Squally showers for a time later, good, occasionally poor later. The Isle of Man, westerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, backing southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later, rain for a time later, good, occasionally poor later. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, then occasionally 7 again later, showers, squally or wintry at times, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, squally or wintry at times, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first, then veering southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Squally showers, perhaps wintry, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly 7 to severe gale 9, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, then increasing 7 or gale 8 again for a time. Rain or squally showers, perhaps wintry, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 or storm 10 for a time in the south, then backing southerly 5 to 7 later, squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lisa.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 25th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. About a million homes and businesses are without power after Storm Eowyn battered the UK and Ireland. The Trump administration has paused almost all spending on foreign aid projects. And in sport, the Manchester City captain, Kyle Walker, has moved to AC Milan. Storm Eowyn has left about a million homes and businesses in the British Isles without power. 600,000 of the disconnected properties are in the Republic of Ireland, along with 200,000 in Northern Ireland, 100,000 in Scotland and 20,000 in northwest England. Graham Keddy from Scottish and Southern Electricity Networks says repairs will be difficult as strong winds are continuing this morning.
Our teams will be looking to reconnect through remote rerouting of the network using different circuits to restore power whilst repairs can be carried out when it's safe to do so. But we do expect further faults as the amber warning and the still significant wind speeds of over 70 miles an hour track up across our licence area.
Four female Israeli soldiers are expected to be freed by Hamas later today as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. They were serving as observers at an Israeli base on the border with Gaza when Hamas attacked in October 2023. In return, Israel is expected to free about 200 Palestinian prisoners. The US Senate has confirmed the former Fox News presenter Pete Hegseth as the new defense secretary, despite allegations of alcohol abuse and sexual misconduct, which he denies. The vice president, J.D. Vance, broke the deadlock after the vote was tied 50-50. The new US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has halted spending on almost all foreign aid projects while a review is carried out over the next 3 months. An internal memo sent to US embassies says only emergency food assistance and military funding for Israel and Egypt are exempt. Our State Department correspondent, Tom Bateman, reports from Washington.
The memo issues a so-called stop work order on current foreign assistance grants made by the US and also suspends any new aid being awarded. It orders an 85-day review on all assistance spending to ensure it complies with President Trump's foreign policy aims. One former senior official at the State Department told the BBC the move could mean organisations around the world having to stop activities, including life-saving health services, maternal and child health and education.